Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Along with the rain and storms from yesterday evening and night, a cold front pushed through northeast Florida, and that is bringing us some big-time weather changes today that you will notice. A northeast wind is going to build in behind that cold front that's pushing into central and south Florida today, but those northeast winds will be brisk, especially out at the beaches where we are going to have some rough seas and surf and a high risk for rip currents. Temperatures today are going to be some 10 to 20 degrees cooler than Sunday. We made it into the mid-80s Sunday, and while we hit 90 degrees for the first time or times this year on Friday and Saturday, Sunday wasn't quite as hot, but it was still plenty warm and humid. It's going to be much cooler today, though. Some spots, especially out along the coast, won't get out of the 60s for afternoon highs, and Jacksonville is only going to get up to about 71 to, say, 73, especially west of I-95. We do turn the corner, though, on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Our morning lows are going to be a little on the cool side, especially through Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to be in the 50s, but that's a sign of the humidity. So whenever you have those morning lows in even the 40s or 50s and even the 60s as we get close to summertime, that's a sign that the humidity isn't going to be too bad. And really, on Tuesday and Wednesday, you probably won't even notice there being humidity because we're going to have those morning lows down in the 50s. Daytime highs are going to be in the mid-70s on Tuesday. We're going to start the warming trend Tuesday, but it's going to be a fabulous day. And then Wednesday is still going to be really nice, too. We'll be in the low 80s. Then a gradual warming trend builds in. Essentially, each afternoon from Thursday through next weekend, we're going to be in the mid-80s. So there will be some afternoons and some spots that it is feeling a little on the warm side and maybe even hot for you. It does look like a dry trend, though. We're going to have more of an east to southeasterly wind, especially the second half of the week and into next weekend. The skies will be a little more cloudy at times. There may be a shower or two that tries to move in off the Atlantic, but at this time, I'm keeping us dry all the way through next weekend. We'll be updating that First Alert 7-day forecast, though, over the next couple of days. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.